All around the country, voters seem to be turning away from incumbent Democrats, making holding on to a seat in Congress difficult, especially in Alabama, where conservatives generally run the show. In District 2, however, the Democratic incumbent, Bobby Bright, is neck and neck with Martha Roby, the Republican face of the race.
I just truly believe that people right now are so fed up with a Congress that is lecturing them on what they think they need, as opposed to listening to us and what our real needs are.
This seems to be the attitude shared by most conservatives, which would usually be bad for an incumbent Democrat. However, Bobby Bright somehow manages to get the conservative vote as well. Take this political ad from Bright's campaign.
Bobby Bright is the most independent member of Congress. Bobby voted against the bailouts, against stimulus spending, against the massive government health care, and Bobby voted against the $1 trillion federal budget.
Bobby Bright has a different take on the issues than most Democrats. He's pro-gun rights and against the current health care reform, just like most Republicans. But for Congressman Bright, not being tied to the party label is a good thing.
What will be jeopardized if I'm not reelected is the fact that you've got centrist conservatives like me who's willing to reach across that aisle to work with Republicans to make good things happen for our country, instead of people who go to Washington and they toe the line for a party and they're nothing more than a rubber stamp for the national parties. It's horrible, it's horrendous, and people need to wake up.
Sebastian Kitchen covers the race for the Montgomery Advertiser newspaper. He points out that Bright's willingness to vote across party lines lands him on the same side as Roby on many issues.
On the issues, I don't think people see a lot of difference.
And it's little wonder why. Here's a political ad from Martha Roby's campaign.
Behind closed doors, just a handful of congressional leaders meet in secret to transform America. They've exploded the deficit, passed massive taxes, and taken over health care.
In Congress, I'll vote to reduce spending and say no to new taxes, just like I did on the Montgomery City Council. But my first vote will take the gavel away from Nancy Pelosi.
And here's Congressman Bobby Bright's ad campaign.
Bobby stands up to Nancy Pelosi.
Bobby Bright opposed the bailouts.
Bobby Bright voted against the health care bill. He'll repeal what's wrong with it.
Both messages seem similar in content, but Martha Roby is quick to point out differences in the approach she feels Congressman Bright takes to get things done.
Well, I just feel like, you know, we're hearing one thing and seeing another. Bobby Bright says he's opposed to health care, yet when given an opportunity to vote in favor of the Republican substitute that offers real health care reform based on free market principles, he doesn't vote for that. So he seems to be on the fence.
Bright says he won't vote for Nancy Pelosi again, but also points out that he won't vote for the Republican minority leader either.
I will not vote for John Boehner, who is the minority leader for the Republican Party. You know why? Leadership starts with bringing the different factions together, and neither one of them over the last two decades, and they've been part of the problem over the last two decades, they've divided our Congress more than I think it's ever been divided since the Civil War.
Reaching across party lines in the District 2 race may not be enough. When candidates have such similar platforms, one of the biggest determining factors for voters may be whether the candidate has Republican or Democrat by their name on the ballot next week. For WBHM, I'm Weston Williams.